This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Broadcast week has officially begun. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on syndicated radio. Thank you to GCN. Of course, you can listen and watch our show 2 hours a day, 6 days a week over at robertscottbell.com/listen. Live chat room and sign up for email alerts, and we'll keep you informed and the things that will definitely empower you to navigate this crazy time where our government agencies purchased and controlled by the pharmaceutical interests are invested not in empowering you or healing you, but enslaving you. And in some cases, if you listen to my show from last Friday with Scott Shara, and we also had another first-time guest, Scott Shara, of course, out of Wisconsin with his daughter, Amazing Grace, our AmazingGrace.net, and then Greta Crawford from ProtocolKills.com. Good Lord, you'll understand that it's much worse than we don't want you to know stuff. It's like, no. We want to force you to do things that will harm you or kill you. And I'm talking about big pharma and big hospitals in the monopoly that they have over the treatment of quote unquote disease outside of injury care, trauma interventions. I'm not kidding. There's not an exaggeration here, but you've got to miss the show, and then you're going to miss so much that could save your life. So go back and listen to the archives. Come on over to robertscottbell.com. This hour, my good friend, returning guest, fellow egghead, eggheads of the world unite, it's Marley Robbins back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Marley!
Absolutely delighted to be here, Robert. Thank you for the invite, as always.
You are the cure for my fatigue, if I had any, right? You have a book.
Yeah,
cure.
You have so much fatigue. I worry about you every day.
Right? You know, I won the challenge of the week last week again at the gym. I beat all the 20-somethings and 30-somethings and everything. And of course, I do the things that you know are so important to do to provide for the energy production of the body. And if we go right down to the mitochondrial level, what is it? Primarily copper and magnesium. And you know them both well. By the way, your book, Cure Your Fatigue, I don't have the subheading because the book's upstairs. I've been reading it, and I forgot to bring it down to the studio. But the book is amazing. And for those of you who are intimidated by science, don't be. I mean, it's really the way you write. You do great analogies and visuals on it. And I think this is a book everybody, especially if you're medically oriented or healthcare oriented, you should know about copper and these other minerals that you write about so well.
Well, and the really fun part is I have a number of clients and colleagues who are buying copies for their physician so that they begin to understand what this is all about, which I think is a great idea.
Right?
So,
by the way, I can't believe it. You know, Morley made me buy his book. I actually gave him money for it because it's worth it. It's that good. People send me books just for free all the time. I'm like, no. In fact, I would have insisted. In fact, I don't know if that would have happened, Morley, but again, you were traveling up to the Health Freedom Expo, and I was honored to be able to buy a copy. It was just you were so annoyed because I asked you to sign it. I don't get.
That's exactly right, because I was running out of ink. That's why.
Oh, folks, it's linked up in the show notes, by the way. This is a book you want to get, and also, yeah, get for your favorite healthcare provider, doctor, scientist, egghead, and they will love it and appreciate it, too. So I've got some questions, and we've got some stories linked up as well about copper in the news, in the medical news. But I have a question that came in from email from somebody. I don't even know who this was. Let me just pull it up in front of me. Oh, you know, I've been getting this a lot about the form of copper. I've talked about copper in the diet being greatly diminished because the soils have been depleted, right? That's not a new story. A lot of people go, yeah, I get that. But a lot of people don't know, even in an ideal scenario, eating all the copper-rich foods that used to be copper-rich, that it's in the literature they say maybe 30-40% actually becomes usable for the body. So a lot is wasted. Then we go to the other aspect of dietary mineral supplements, amino acid chelates done synthetically by man that probably are a lot less bioavailable than that which comes from food. And then also, I'm setting the stage for you to take a home run swing here. We have other forms that are available now. Of course, my friends at Natural Immunogenics came out with a hydrosol form that has the copper 1, copper 2 stabilized. And that brings up a lot of question about how the body utilizes dietary copper to break it down. Indeed, what is the copper 1, copper 2 pathways? What are they used for? How are they beneficial? How could they be detrimental, etc.? It's a big question. Borley, I know you're up for it. How do you respond when we get down to the copper 1, copper 2 level in the body?
No, it's a big issue. A lot of people are worried about it. Truth be known, Robert, there are probably 7 scientists on the planet who really understand that. And I'm not trying to downplay the significance of it. It's just the role of copper and iron is to engage in chemical reactions called reduction and oxidation. What does that mean? It's fancy terms for moving electrons is really what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Adding them and subtracting them in different transactions. And copper and iron have a particular affinity for doing that. They're called redox active metals. And they are incredibly important for our physiology, especially inside the mitochondria, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of foment about the plus one, plus two. People don't think about the plus two, plus three of iron. We kind of blow past that. That's probably 1,000 times more important than the plus one, plus two of copper. But what's important is some people probably know that the copper protein, ceruloplasmin, I regard it as the master antioxidant and protein in the body, does a lot of amazing things. The one enzyme function that gets all the headlines is what's called ferrooxidase. What you're doing is you're taking away an electron.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what you're doing, and what people are focusing on is this plus one plus two copper, mm-hmm. not knowing that ceruloplasmin has the ability to regulate both iron and copper and mm-hmm. oxygen. I might add, doing it all at once, and we don't need to worry about that. And there's a lot of consternation, as you know, about the term copper toxicity.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so annoyed at this point. All the people are like, they're worried about the wrong thing. They're like, talk about iron toxicity.
No, never. But I came across I can't remember what the bunny trail was that got me onto this article, but it was about plants. It was an amazing article about plants, oxidative stress in plants. And for the listeners, there's not much difference between plants and humans, believe it or not. The metabolic mechanisms are very, very similar. It's kind of hard to fathom that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is true. And this article on plants by Dr. Prince, 2016, put it all into perspective, that in the world of plants, when there is this concept of copper toxicity that does exist in plants, it's because the iron isn't present in the soil. Well, we got to be really careful, because in the world of medicine, they're telling us that we're anemic, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not available. And so what all of this consternation about copper toxicity is telling us is it's a clinical sign of iron dysregulation. And that's why, and very often it shows up on a hair test. And what's the hair test measuring? The plus two form, the oxidized form of copper. And all these practitioners get all worked up, and they're focused on the copper, and they're ignoring the fact that what that's telling us really is that iron is out of control in the body and in the tissue. And that's what everyone's got to start to think about. We've got to be a lot more nimble that copper and iron are not separate metabolic pathways. They are absolutely interdependent, and it's the ferrooxidase enzyme that brings them together and regulates them all day long.
What would we say, because I think in terms of copper 1, copper 2, all right, you got a plus 2 or 2 plus,
right,
that you have an ability to donate an electron.
Yeah,
much easier maybe with the 2 plus. So you got antioxidant activity. You got a lot of things that are going to be good associated with copper 2 that they're all, oh, no, that's the toxic form. We got to worry about that. I'm like, I don't think you're thinking it all the way through.
No, and the other thing that people aren't really mindful of is, I'm not sure that we've talked about this recently, but let's talk about copper and iron at a body, blood, and bone marrow level. At the body level, there's 5,000 milligrams of iron and 100 milligrams of copper. So that's a 50-to-1 ratio. So that's a big difference, 5,000 versus 100. But then let's go into the blood, because that's where all the testing is, right? Everyone tests the blood. So 70% of iron is in the blood. It's in the hemoglobin.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 3,500 milligrams of iron. And how much copper is there in the blood? 1 milligram. 1% of the copper shows up in the blood. And then of that 1%, 95% of it is in ceruloplasmin. That's a big difference. So we're talking about this massive bolus of iron in the blood versus just this little tiny amount of
tiny bit of copper, yeah.
But then let's go into the bone marrow. Folks don't realize what the bone marrow represents. It's a major switching station where decisions have got to be made every second of every day. We've got to make 2.5 million red blood cells every second, 2 trillion in 24 hours. But the bone marrow's got to decide, am I going to make bone or blood? I mean, it's a massive enterprise in our bone marrow, the long bones. 47% of the copper is in the bone marrow, and there's 24 milligrams of iron. So suddenly the ratio has just flipped completely. We've gone from 3,500 to 1. We've got 24 milligrams of iron to 47. It's 1 to 2.
Did you say 47 milligrams or percent? I want to make sure I heard that right.
Well, 47% of 100 is 47 milligrams.
Okay, thank you. Just want to be sure no one's mishearing it. Look, we got to take a break here. Morley Robbins, my guest, his most excellent book on copper. Everybody should get it. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We're going to talk more about copper and all the related minerals as the questions come up. And if you have questions, even when we're off the air, you can always submit them at robertscottbell.com. I can always forward them memorially or have them back on during the week. Of course, we love that. And we'll continue this discussion for at least 3 more segments here today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it. Get your research caps on. Or, hey, how about a Robert Scott Bell Show hat? We've got them now. We're giving some away, and here's how you can win one for free. Just dial us up on our toll-free line, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, and tell us why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Or watch it, for those of you that do. And we're going to put you in the hat. There's not a lot of people calling in. People are afraid to leave messages. I don't know what's up with that. It's all text, I guess. But good Lord, you want a hat? It's the coolest hat. It even says the power to heal is yours. So do that. And in the meantime, we're carrying on our discussion with Morley Robbins. I'm going to do a little review here. I've been taking notes. And, of course, a lot of this is in the book. In terms of the body composition, it says 5 kilograms of iron?
Yeah, 5,000 milligrams.
Milligrams, okay. So then that would be 5 milligrams of copper by comparison. That's a huge ratio of iron dominance by quantity. In the blood, 3,500 milligrams to 1 milligram of copper, iron to copper. And then we just wrapped up in the last segment about bone marrow, where you got to decide what kind of cells you want to produce, and you have it reversed, where you got 24 milligrams of iron and 47 milligrams of copper. Why is it reversed in the bone marrow?
Because it's an incredibly energy-dependent function, and it takes a lot of intelligence. And so iron is basically a dumb waiter, just does what it's told, and copper is running the show. What I'm really coming to realize after a decade of research is copper runs the human body. It's the best-kept secret on the planet. Absolutely amazing in terms of its energy function. Its antioxidant capacity, it's so involved in neurotransmitters, hormones. I mean, it's insane that this is not taught in doctor school.
Well, yeah, but you know how much insanity is in doctor school, right? But yeah, it's just another layer of it. But Morley, let's be full on this. In the holistic nutritional realm, how many people talk about copper in the way we discuss it and the way you've written about it?
No, very, very, I'd say less than 1%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, more and more as I've been talking more and more about copper, that's why I'm getting all these questions coming in going, but isn't copper too the toxic copper? I'm like, they miss everything that they should know. Now, I can forgive the lay audience out there that you know, you got an excuse, but good Lord, they're coming to, you know, nutritional professionals that are getting it wrong.
People have been triggered with certain phrases. Again, the meme that runs medicine is you're anemic and you're copper toxic. It's been playing for almost a century now, and it's embedded in our subconscious, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, just like I've talked about the selenium, I don't take too much selenium. It's like, yeah, of the wrong form, but we need a lot more than you think, and we can do it safely, as I've done for years, too. Now, Morley, coming back to the copper one, copper two thing, just briefly, I think about the pathways, the cuproenzyme pathways. You mentioned, you know, one of the ceruloplasmin, the peroxidase. There are a number of others, as we can talk about. It's in your book. But what is the role in terms of the cuproenzyme pathways when we talk about copper one, copper two? Because I know we talk about oxidation reduction, donating electrons. How can we relate the copper one, copper two to the cuproenzyme pathway discussion?
No, it's a wonderful question. I'm not even sure I know, Robert. The thing is, within the ceruloplasmin protein, back in the day, no one knows how this changed, but let's just go back to the original programming. Ceruloplasmin had 8 copper atoms in it. 4 were plus 1 and 4 were plus 2, surrounding an oxygen molecule. That was the original factory setting. It's changed a little bit since then, but the point is the plus 1, plus 2 was balanced in that protein.
Mm-hmm.
There are some enzymes that run on a plus 1. There's some enzymes that run on a plus 2.
Right.
I think the body has a reason for that. I don't fully understand it. And like I said, there may only be a half a dozen scientists on the planet who really understand it at that level. And I think when people start to play the plus 1, plus 2 card, again, it's just part of their programming.
It's a distraction, I think, ultimately.
It totally is, yeah.
And what you've said is exactly what I intuited without all the research that you've gone into. And it's not to say that you've wasted your time, because you haven't. I'm so grateful for all the time you've taken to learn this. But the idea is that the body, as you know, created with a great intelligence, smarter than any doctor, PhD researcher, and all of us combined. And what we're doing is trying to learn from it. But the body needs to utilize the forms of copper that it's designed to utilize. And at the level of the ions, that's where we need to break these things down from food, and we're trying to get that copper back in us. We're going to take a break here. Morley Robbins, my guest this hour. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We're going to talk cancer next as well.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Sacramento, California say at least 6 people are dead and another 9 have been injured after a shooting in downtown early Sunday morning. Police saying the murders took place outside a restaurant. As Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine moves into its second month, Ukrainians continue to fight for their country. A Ukrainian official reportedly claiming Ukraine has retaken control of the region around the capital of Kyiv. Indiana Republican Congressman Jim Banks is praising the Ukrainians' effort in their fight against Russia.
The Ukrainians are brave people. They're fighting back, and many of us never would have believed that a month ago they'd still be on their feet today, but we're thankful that they are.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends Weekend. According to the UN, over 4 million people have fled Ukraine since Russia's invasion. USA Radio News. While holding a rally in Washington, Michigan Saturday night, former President Donald Trump talks about the decision by the Biden administration to get rid of Title 42, a protection put in place by Trump to avoid the spread of COVID-19 from illegal immigrants at our borders.
With this foolhardy plan to end Title 42, Biden will be opening the floodgates to a far greater extent than even now. And we will be deluged by illegal immigration.
The Biden administration saying Title 42 will end May 23rd. Skippy is recalling thousands of pounds of peanut butter. The company saying the recall is over the possibility of stainless steel fragments from a piece of manufacturing equipment having contaminated a limited number of jars. Products included in the recall are Skippy Reduced Fat Creamy and Skippy Reduced Fat Chunky. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, y'all, we got a lot more to discuss in a short time. I think of the Jerry Reed. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there, from Smokey and the Bandit. You remember that Jerry Reed song?
Sure. Absolutely.
Every time we get together, I think about that because there's so much I want to talk to you about. There's no way we can get to all of it, but I think we do some good bite-sized pieces in nutrition, and particularly, again, the copper and the iron, of course. But the copper discussion for me is just like I'm totally immersed when we started going that direction. And I just smile because I have a good time with you and the things you bring out from your many, I would say hours is an understatement of research because, you know, is it thousands of hours? That turns to days, months, weeks, years, all of that. And I appreciate this book that you put out on copper. I hope everybody gets it and shares it. Now, as we talked about the cuproenzyme pathways, the misinformation about copper 1, copper 2, or just misunderstanding about it, we got to look at other things that the scientific intelligentsia, when they're doing good work and publishing on it, we learn stuff. One of those stories, I won't say vindicates you because you don't need to be vindicated, but it says, if we had only listened to Morley, he's been saying it. Here's the headline from Technology Network's Cancer Research Journal, technologynetworks.com. I've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Headline, could cancer cells' iron addiction be their Achilles heel? Go ahead, say I told you so.
Well, the cutting-edge treatment for cancer now is iron chelation, hands down. The oncology community has not embraced the role that copper plays in healing the tissue. They're still chasing the copper issue. They're worried about the angiogenesis and some of the other factors. But absolutely, the research is very clear that cancer cells have a multitude more iron than the healthy cells next to them. Some studies put it as high as 5 times. I've heard it as high as 100. I've never found that research, but some of my professional colleagues tell me that it can be that high. So there is this absolute distortion. Well, why is that? Because the cancer cell cannot respire. It cannot work with the oxygen that's in the tissue. And the term that's bandied about is called the Warburg effect. Well, the oxygen's there, but it can't engage in oxidative metabolism. Why is that important? Because early life forms would ferment the sugar. And when oxygen began to appear on the planet, and then the cells were able to actually oxidize the sugar and then subsequently oxidize the fat, suddenly you had this explosion in energy production. You go from 2 ATP being made per unit of glucose to suddenly we're getting up to 34, and then with fat, 140. So there's this quantum leap in energy production, which is what allowed the more evolved species to emerge. It's all based on energy, all based on the capacity to make more energy per unit of substrate. And so in cancer, there's an absolute metabolic switch. And what has been a surprise to me, and probably will be a surprise to your listeners, is that retinol is very much involved in the electron transport chain. And people may know that there are multiple stops along that ETC. Well, between stop 3 and stop 4, called complex 3 and complex 4, there's a mechanism that it's called a signalosome. S-I-G-N-A-L-O-S-O-M-E, signalosome. And there's 4 parts to it.
That, by the way, that's a lame term. Like, you think they would have come up with something a little more fancy, but what do we call it? A signalosome. Yeah, a signalosome. It's funny.
You should have called it a bellosome, right?
Right, or something. But no, it is what it sounds like. But sometimes, they weren't very fancy. Well, it's signaling. It's a signalosome. It's a signalosome.
Signalosome, right. So signalosome.
Better than a thingamabob.
Exactly. You got to pass electrons through the signalosome, the thingamabob. So where are the electrons running through? They're running through retinol. Absolutely amazing. And so it turns out they've known since 1925. Absolutely amazing. They've known since 1925 that when there's retinol deficiency, vitamin A deficiency, it will lead to cancer. You don't have to go very far to figure out where cancer is coming from. When did we stop taking retinol out of our diet? After Eisenhower had his first heart attack in 55. So the thing is, we have been living a low-fat diet, and what's happening to the cancer rate? It's going through the roof.
Right.
And this research from 25, and then replicated in, there are 4 studies in 26, and then since then, hundreds and hundreds of studies. Who in the cancer community talks about retinol? Very few. Mm-hmm. But there's all sorts of contemporary research that tells you that retinol will stop cancer. And why? Because it gets the signaling back, gets the electrons moving again, allows for proper oxidation of glucose, and suddenly the metabolic function of the tissue gets back to where it's supposed to be. And the relationship between iron dysregulation and retinol deficiency is one for one. As soon as retinol is taken out of the diet, that's when iron goes crazy. Why? Because retinol is what enables copper to be loaded in its critical enzymes. And there's a relationship between copper and retinol that is magical, in the same way that there's a relationship between iron and sugar.
And
those are the two axes in the body. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the iron and sugar connection there is important too, because it's related to cancer. I want to go back to the retinol enabling copper.
Yeah.
I think about the time when we were told in the 20th century to stay away from animal fats, right? Vitamin A. And think about what else that meant. We were going to reduce consumption of other parts of the animal, including whether it be liver or other forms of that contain what? Some of the higher quantities of dietary copper. And so by reducing the so-called vitamin A retinol inflow, you also reduce the copper inflow. If you have the vitamin A retinol inflow from food, you have more copper coming in.
Exactly. Absolutely. And I think what people need to do, we've been through a two-year process now. For the last 2 years, we've been living this world of distortion. But what people need to do is let go of everything they think they know about health. All the pundits, all of the recommendations that are being made, got to let that go. We got to go back to basics. And we've got to reorder our thinking about the goal of the organism. Doesn't matter whether it's a microbe, a plant, or an animal, is to make energy. That's got to be our focus. And we've got to stop worrying about the enemies, all these pathogens, and we've got to really put our sights on how do we optimize energy production in our body, because that's what our immune system runs on. And there's not been a lot of discussion about energy and the immunometabolism system that really runs our innate healer. That's where the focus has got to be going forward.
Morley, I also want to remind folks, and I've been saying this, and I think we may have discussed this before in the era of COVID crazy last couple of years. Of course, a much more intake, even from the medical community, of recommending zinc and vitamin C. Both also contribute to the depletion of copper that was already almost not there, and that we could pretty much pinpoint almost every manifestation or symptom that they blamed as a COVID cause or a COVID jab cause almost mimics identically copper deficiency in the body.
It's an absolute representation. It's not sort of, maybe close to. It is the clinical signs of copper deficiency are expressed in the COVID dynamic and in the jab dynamic. Absolutely expressed.
So who among the warrior hero doctors that actually said, let's do some integrative stuff, right? Who among them are recommending copper? Maybe somebody has mentioned it, but every time I mention it to the doctors that are really good people, are trying to do good, more holistic things, they miss the copper, every one of them.
Right. It's not in their consciousness. And the earliest I found an article about copper stopping the SARS-CoV virus, mm-hmm, was 2008. Mm-hmm. So they've known, again, there's a certain circle that knows what's going on. And here's an example. I came across, just a couple weeks ago, I came across a master's thesis by a guy named Greg Goriatis. Mm-hmm. And his master's thesis was the relationship between copper and lipid chemistry, which is like master's thesis. I was mesmerized by what this guy knew at that level. Well, then a few years later, he's doing a study of the copper distribution in liver inside the rat. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, we know that copper is really important for the liver. We know that copper is really important for the hepatocyte, which is the main cell of the liver. And we know it's really important for the mitochondria. What shocked me, absolutely almost fell out of my chair, what he found is that there's as much copper in the nuclei as there is in the mitochondria of the liver cells. Well, that's a earth-shattering discovery, because then that explains what the basis of all of the gene defects is, lack of copper causing the genes to not transcribe properly, not translate properly, not communicate, not engage in methylation or in acetylation, which is what they love to do. And it turns out all of that's copper dependent.
They found as much copper in the nuclei of the liver cells as they did in the mitochondria of the liver cells.
Absolutely. Absolutely did. And this was 1967.
So now we're talking about DNA integrity, synthesis, production. What are you saying here?
What I think what it begins to expose is who within the gene community is talking about copper deprivation being behind the whole dynamic. Mm. Not many people.
All right. Well, when we come back from this break, this is, again, the discussions that are happening almost nowhere else. Unless Morley shows up, then they might happen if someone asking him questions knows a lick about anything. But that's another story for another show. But I love having Morley on because we have great discussions on this. When we come back from this break, and by the way, I hope you'll order the book while you're on the break. We have it linked up so you can do so. And we'll tell everybody about Morley's website as well so you can find it. It's there in the show notes. But I want to talk also about the... How would we call it? Antimicrobial aspect benefit? Not that we're into killing bad guys as much as we are restoring the terrain, but hey, there are times where we've got an overwhelming abundance that's not healthy for us. It's not balanced. Can copper play a role there? Yeah, we'll talk about it and more. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Scott Belcher. All right, upcoming events. Remember, we've got events that happen. I hope Morley's at some of them because I love seeing him and hopefully he can lecture too. I'll be speaking at a number of events, including the Be Healthy Utah Conference, April 22nd and 23rd. I'm going to be with Dr. Bittar at the Advanced Medicine Conference Memorial Day weekend. That's in San Antonio. All of these things, if you go to the upcoming events tab, I'll be in Atlanta June 3rd and 4th. So there's stuff coming up. Go to the upcoming events tab. And you can learn about that. Now, for Morley Robbins, we got them linked up. Tell us about your website and how they can find out, you know, if you're going to be speaking somewhere. They'd want to know.
Yeah. Website is rcp123.org. There's always the Facebook angle. We've got the Magnesium Advocacy Group. That's a group. And then we've got the page, which is Root Cause Protocol page. Those are the best ways to stay on top. I don't have anything coming up right now, but okay. I think later in the summer I will definitely be out and about, but we'll get to that in subsequent
chapters. Okay. Well, hopefully I can see you when I come back east. I said that Atlanta event, not as far from you unless you've moved and I can't keep up with
you. No, I'd love to see you there. And that's in June, right?
June 3rd and 4th, yeah, in the Atlanta area. I think it'll be up 75 somewhere north of the city, but we'll get more information on that as it becomes available. Tickets are available to that event. Now, antimicrobial benefit, right? I'm a terrain guy, but I do recognize when the terrain has been so corrupted that you have a massive overgrowth of things that could be problematic. They call them pathogens, even though they aren't the cause of disease or the result of disease that precedes it. Can we utilize something like copper to address an overgrowth, an imbalance? And here's a story out of Medscape, a peer-reviewed published article, I believe, out of RMIT University of Australia, talking about copper being able to kill staph bacteria in minutes. But I will add to this evidence that is a broad-spectrum antimicrobial as well. So many commonalities with silver, but has a little bit more activity in the antifungal and antiparasitic realm where silver might tail off a little bit.
Yeah. No, it's first recorded use of using copper was 5700 BC, but the first recorded use of using copper as an antimicrobial, if you will, was actually 2500 BC. I mean, it goes way back. This is nothing new. It's new in the modern era because there's been a complete suppression about the antimicrobial effect of copper. And like you said, there's very close similarity with silver.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is copper then goes on to make energy and clear exhaust. It's like, okay, that's a unique angle.
Correct.
But the important thing is that copper A lot of the attention that you're going to see right now, like the article that you're mentioning, which is a very good article, they're talking about it outside the body, which mm-hmm. is fine. You know, they're weaving copper into hospital sheets. They've got surfaces that have copper in them, what have you. And that's great. Now we can buy copper socks and copper knee braces and things like that. Well, does it work? Of course it does. Where do we really need the copper? Inside our body.
Right.
We're supposed to get it from our diet.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this gradual conditioning that, well, you don't need it in your diet. It's been a deficiency on the farm for 80 years. Let's not talk about that.
Right.
That's where the crisis is. It's supposed to be in the soil.
Inside the soil, inside the body, ultimately. And, you know, one of my slides that I use in my copper presentation is a stunning reduction acknowledged within the soil, more than any other mineral that was on that list, almost 80% exactly. reduction.
Absolutely, yeah. And so this has been building for almost a century, and it's just it's out of the consciousness of mm-hmm. the public, and especially their practitioners. So it's just a constant opportunity to begin to make people more aware of this. But the whole dynamic that Pasteur and Bechamp were talking about was really what Bechamp was really talking about was the bioenergetic field should keep the pathogens in bay.
Correct.
That's what he was really, and that everyone misses that because they get into this, but aren't we supposed to be afraid of the pathogen? No, because that's what we have an immune system for. Immune system's intelligent, beyond right. intelligent. And people don't realize that it's based on energy and decision-making ability. Well, you got to have copper to do that. And that's the part that people don't appreciate.
Right.
But as a pure antimicrobial, mm-hmm. it is probably one of the best. I'd say copper and silver are
yeah.
neck and neck.
It's absolutely. Just, and, you know, I've raised my kids without antibiotics thanks to that. By the way, I supplement, if you're not eating grass-fed liver, and most people aren't, beef liver or whatever, I utilize the desiccated forms from clean yeah. animals. I also use bee pollen. I eat bee pollen every day. And now the bioactive copper hydrosol from Sovereign Copper, giving us a water-based delivery of instant use, copper 1, copper 2, and we've discussed that. So, Morley, God bless you, my brother. I love you. Appreciate you. I hope everybody runs out to get your book on copper.
Well, thank you. I hope they do, too, and I hope we have more conversations to enlighten the masses, because I think people will find that this is actually a very natural solution.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a simple solution, and it's a sustainable solution.
And you can shine like Morley and me. Get that copper in you. The power to heal is then yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.